There's a peculiar quiet that hangs over the final stages of empire. A silence not of peace, but of exhaustion, of systems stretched thin, of promises fraying at the edges. Beneath the surface noise of markets, elections, and media spectacle, something deeper is unraveling. America, for all its power and technological brilliance, is no longer a nation building its future. It has become a nation cannibalizing its past. The architects of this age are no longer engineers of prosperity, but extractors of the last remaining value from a system they know is breaking. This is not the chaos of incompetence or the accident of poor leadership. This is the cold logic of late-stage capital, a logic that sees collapse not as failure, but as opportunity. What follows is not a eulogy, but an autopsy, and perhaps, if we're honest, a warning. The quiet death of empire. Empires rarely fall in fire and chaos. Most die in slow, grinding decay, their decline concealed behind spectacle, distraction, and the comforting illusion of control. The United States today does not stand at the height of its power, despite what its GDP numbers and tech giants might suggest. Instead, it has entered a late-stage phase that every empire before it has known, the phase of extraction. This is not the era of building, investing, or expanding, but the era of strip mining the empire, draining it of every last ounce of value before the inevitable collapse. The most unsettling truth is this: collapse is no longer feared by the ruling class. It has become the plan. The myth of mismanagement. For many Americans, it's easy to explain decline as a story of incompetence. We blame it on bad politicians, broken institutions, or the sheer chaos of modern systems. But this is a comforting myth. The elite, the small group who control capital flows, shape legislation, and bend global markets, are not incompetent. They know exactly what game they're playing. What looks like failure from below is in fact an extraordinary success for those above. Public debt balloons to historic levels, yet the wealthiest quietly harvest trillions in asset gains. Domestic manufacturing is gutted and sent overseas, leaving behind hollowed-out towns and broken communities, while profits soar. Healthcare, education, and housing are no longer public goods or rights, but speculative markets, stripped of their original purpose and repackaged for maximum profit. Even water and farmland have become targets for financialization, not to sustain life, but to monetize it. This is not mismanagement. It is profitable neglect. Collapse's strategy. What makes this phase of decline so dangerous is not just the extraction itself, but the preparation for what comes after. The ruling class understands perfectly well that the dollar's supremacy is not eternal, that the U.S. economy rests on an increasingly fragile mix of debt, consumption, and military power. They see the warning lights flashing, and they are not scrambling to avert disaster. They are preparing to weather it. Wealth is quietly diversified across global markets. Alternative citizenships are secured. Capital is shifted into AI, automation, and private security. The lifeboats are being built, not for the nation, but for the few. To see this trajectory as suicidal is to misunderstand its logic. This is not a society walking blindfolded toward a cliff. It is a ruling class calmly abandoning a ship they know is beyond saving. The disposability of the public. Meanwhile, the American public is left holding the bag, fed on a diet of nationalism, culture wars, and the fading illusion of prosperity. As real wages flatline and public goods crumble, consumer credit props up what's left of the middle class dream. The masses are kept divided, distracted, and dependent, precisely because unity or resistance would pose a threat to the extraction machine. While billionaires hoard unimaginable wealth and prepare for a post-American world, the average citizen is pushed deeper into survival mode. Politics becomes performance, media becomes theater, and through it all, the most crucial truth is buried. The people are no longer part of the plan. What rises from the ashes, what comes after the strip mining is finished? That is the question on which the future turns. Will America fracture into local movements and resilient communities rising from the ruins of empire? Will we slip into a new kind of techno-feudalism, where power is privatized and governance dissolves into shadows? Or will another force, whether China, a BRICS alliance, or a multinational conglomerate, step in to seize the global stage once held by America? History offers no promises, only patterns. And the pattern now is unmistakable. The empire is being liquidated, dismantled piece by piece, leaving the future open and uncertain. Yet within that uncertainty lies the most urgent question of all. Who will shape what rises from the wreckage? For those seeking to understand the deeper currents driving this moment, the philosophy of power offers a lens to see beyond kings, thrones, and collapsing empires, and into the architecture of power itself.